Ritter Jr.
Hi, I'm VOA's Christina Menenti with your worldwide news update. A Kremlin aide said a 30-day ceasefire is hasty and needed to be updated. Yuri Ushakov, Russian President Vladimir Putin's foreign policy advisor, said that Moscow wants a, quote, long-term peaceful settlement that takes into account Moscow's interests and concerns, unquote. White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt confirmed that President Donald Trump's special envoy, Steve Witkoff, will be in Moscow for talks with Russian officials, possibly including Putin, on Thursday. Ushakov said that the president would likely speak to the media later on Thursday and outline Russia's position in more detail. This comes as officials claim Russian forces have driven the Ukrainian army out of Sudzha, the biggest town in Russia's Kursk border region. United Nations-backed experts have accused Israel of, quote, the systematic use of sexual, reproductive, and other gender-based violence, unquote, in its war against U.S.-designated terror group Hamas in the Gaza Strip. VOA's Tommy McNeil reports.
Israel's mission to the UN in Geneva rejected the accusations and accused the commission, which was created by the UN-backed Human Rights Council, of relying on second-hand, single, uncorroborated sources. The Commission of Inquiry on the Occupied Palestinian Territory is led by former UN Human Rights Chief Navi Pillay. Its findings can be used as evidence for the International Criminal Court or other bodies that seek to prosecute war crimes. Israel has refused to cooperate with the commission, accusing it and the council of being biased against it. Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
Israeli aircraft targeted a building on the edge of Damascus on Thursday, Syria State News Agency reported, while two Syrian security sources told Reuters the target was a Palestinian person. The Israeli Army Radio's military correspondent said an Israeli aircraft had targeted the Islamic Jihad headquarters